Business Leadership South Africa welcomes the courageous decision by the ANC's National Executive Committee, the organization's decision-making body, in between conferences to recall President Zuma after his refusal to voluntarily step down. Bonang Mohale, the CEO of Business Leadership SA, said the refusal to resign shows Mr. Zuma and his defenders and supporters are driven by nothing more than avarice, myopia and unbridled self-interest, and it demonstrates that he's uniquely unfit to hold this office. Well, to explain the BLSA's statement further, I'm joined now by the organization's Chief Operations Officer, Busisiwe Mavuso. Busisiwe, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karima.
Now, the decision, of course, is very welcome. We now know that President Zuma had initially refused to step down, and his refusal is tied to apparently the period of grace that he wanted to have to, in his view, wrap up matters. Some of them relate to hosting the BRICS summit that is going to be taking place later in the middle of the year, and also some matters at the AU. Others have suggested that it has everything to do with the nuclear deal. And we are now sitting with the possibility that if he defies his organization, he might well force a vote of no confidence in parliament. And of course, this delays issues around the delivery of the State of the Nation address and, of course, also the budget. We saw the rand diving a little bit today because of the uncertainty. The market certainly wanted a more definitive answer, particularly in terms of timelines and so on. Presumably, this can't drag on any longer, Busisiwe.
It absolutely cannot, Karima. So we appreciate the complexity that the ANC is currently facing in terms of trying to negotiate this transition. We know it started last week when Cyril Ramaphosa cancelled all his engagement and the SONA was postponed. The NEC that was supposed to have been held last week was postponed, all in an effort to try and resolve this amicably. But clearly it has fallen in deaf ears. But we're not surprised because we know what type of character we're dealing with. So he was obviously trying to get the best out of this deal. You know, we know that his instincts are those of a survivalist. So he was trying to push his luck and see how far he can get with it. But we're absolutely thrilled that now they have made a decision. We're actually expecting this decision in December after their 54th ANC conference to say that, you know, Zuma must now step aside and Cyril must lead. Because we have seen ever since the conference in December, the positive sentiments that we have seen and the business confidence that has actually reached its highest since the Nene Gate, you know, are all being driven by sentiments around who is currently in leadership. So it is therefore true, you know, as the Harvard Business Review would put leadership having an impact at 60%, and obviously Prof. Nick Benedello keeps putting it at 30%, that it indeed does have an impact. So Zuma does not have a role to play in this economy anymore. So the sooner he actually steps down and the sooner we actually get on with business will be the better. This impasse cannot continue any longer. It has actually been debilitating for our economy, Karima. And I think it's about time that we give, especially the investor community, the global community, certainty in as far as where is South Africa Inc. going? What are the policy decisions that we're actually making as a country? What are the immediate interventions that we're actually going to take to ensure that we actually bring around our economy and we turn it around for the better?
Now, the possibility of a vote of no confidence is, of course, a very real thing. We know that the EFF has, in December already, asked the Speaker, Balega Mbete, to schedule this. She initially scheduled it for after the budget vote. We now have a potential standoff between the EFF and the Speaker. They've accused her of not acting in the interest of everybody in the House, but wearing her ANC cap. what is your message as business leadership South Africa to the parliamentarians? I spoke earlier to the chief whip of the IFP, Mr. Naren Singh, as well as his counterpart in the Democratic Alliance, Mr. John Steenhuisen, and both were of the view that it really doesn't matter in whose name that motion of no confidence is. If it comes to the push and President Zuma defies the ANC and they need a constitutional mechanism to get him out, that the ANC and the EFF needs to put their differences aside, because whilst the EFF can sponsor the motion, without the ANC's number, the motion can't succeed. What is business's view on the necessity for these two organizations to work together if it comes to that?
So if all of us, Karima, call ourselves patriotic South Africans, you know, and that means we will put this country first, either be it business, politicians, civil society, or whatever the case is, we know now that what needs to be done is what is best for South Africa Inc. And what is best for South Africa Inc. today, you know, as it was post 54th ANC conference, as it was a few years ago, was to actually remove Zuma from the presidency. Yes, we are not saying his tenure has actually been characterized by only bad, but unfortunately, the good that he may have achieved over his tenure has actually been overshadowed, you know, by the bad that has actually happened. So all we're going to remember Zuma by is actually the state capture and the effect it has had on our economy, you know, on our, especially those that suffer the most in this country, you know, which are the majority of businesses of this country. So the best that needs to happen now, by hook or crook, irrespective whether that motion of confidence is brought on by the DA or the ANC, is to actually remove Zuma by any means necessary. So if it means that the EFF is taking the motion of no confidence to Parliament, then the ANC is also going to have to grow up and really think about what is best for South Africa today, if indeed their strategy and their policy is making a better life for all, as they normally claim, then can we see it in action, you know, by their deeds, by actually taking whatever steps necessary and actually removing Zuma so that we can indeed proceed and try and salvage whatever it is that we can as a country, actually moving our country forward. We're actually worried as business that if this prolongs any longer, Karima, we cannot afford to have the budget speech, you know, postponed, because we know that the global community is waiting, you know, in a bated breath to listen to what is our plan in terms of turning the economy around. We know that Moody's has said we will wait until the budget speech is actually, they need some directive, they need policy certainty, they need to know where we're taking this country, you know, so that a determination can be made in terms of, you know, from the investor perspective, from the global perspective, from the trade agency's perspective. We cannot be in this limbo for too long. Yes, we may have actually received this positive sentiment, we may have been well received in Davos, but staying static at the moment and not making any movement forward is as good as taking steps back. So we're going to have to understand as the ANC that it's important that we keep on moving. So if it means that we move to the parliament to remove Zuma through the motion of confidence, so be it. If it's going to serve South Africa well, then that is by all means necessary, the action that is going to have to follow.
Now, we have heard this evening conflicting reports about the time that President Zuma is planning to address the country. We do know now that there is going to be an address, but we're not sure what exactly the time is. We haven't been able to get confirmation from the presidency. But as Business Leadership South Africa, you've called for President Zuma to resign, to fall on his sword. In the last few hours, as the ANC's deadline to the president of the country ticks over, they've given him until tomorrow to respond. What is BLSA's message in the final hours of the Zuma presidency to the state president of the country?
So if we were to sit with Zuma around the table now, we would say that the task that is most urgent at hand now for South Africa if indeed, as he claims, you know, that he is for the people and that he will do whatever the people, you know, deploy him to do, and he's there to serve the people. The task is that of rebuilding and strengthening our economy in order to address the triple challenges of poverty, unemployment, and inequality. It cannot be postponed any further. But the reason we cannot move in executing that task is because he is the one hurdle that is standing between us as a country moving forward and actually having this decision being made. So we'll really request, plead, and beg him to step down and not continue holding the country at ransom as he has done, because now it shows that his interests are really selfish. His interests are self-serving, but of course we know that. We have seen, you know, that is what he has done. You know, the pronouncement, for instance, just before the ANC conference of saying that we are going to go ahead with the free education, we know that that was not the policy of the ANC. We had set up a commission of inquiry to look into this, and it was agreed that South Africa at this moment in time cannot afford free education. And it went ahead, you know, through a populist stance, you know, which were obviously self-serving means to go ahead and announce that. We know that we cannot afford the nuclear deal. He went ahead, Karima, and did that. So we know that we're dealing with a very selfish person. But if we're to appeal to any shred of humanity that is still left in him, if any, the task that we currently have as South Africa at hand is that of rebuilding and strengthening our economy in order to address the triple challenges of poverty, unemployment, and inequality. We cannot postpone it any longer.
All right. That is where we leave it on that note. Busisiwe Mavuso, the Chief Operations Officer at Business Leadership South Africa.